Mix 94.5, it's 8:56 with Pete and Kimber. Good morning. There's this story about Sam Kerr, Matilda star Sam Kerr, Perth's own Sam Kerr, and the revelation of what she has called, allegedly, a police officer while she was on a boozy night out in London in the UK. Even our Premier, Roger Cook, weighed in on it yesterday.
No, look, I don't think it is racist. Sam is a great Western Australian. She's done so much for Western Australian sport. She's done so much for women and girls sport in Western Australia. And we stand by and support Sam.
We crossed to the UK to catch up with our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray, who gave us the latest on how they're handling it over there this morning.
Gav, is this being talked about in the UK as much as it is here in Australia?
Yeah, it is making the back pages here in the sports sections. And indeed, now we've had an added press conference with her teammates, and indeed the boss of her team, saying actually they are supporting her, they are there for her. And obviously in this country, innocent until proven guilty. But either way, this is quite some story that's developed.
Gavin, have they got proof? I think that's the big thing for me. Have they got proof? Otherwise, if this goes to court, goes to trial, we're hearing things like she could be put away for two... It's blowing my mind we're talking about this, by the way. Like, that she could be put away for 2 years. This could be the end of her career, lose all of her sponsorship deals, all of that sort of stuff. It's being blown completely out of proportion, but... Is there any proof about what it is that she actually said to this person?
Well, you're right that she could face up to 2 years imprisonment. I think that's a little unlikely, but that is what she faces for this charge. She's actually charged with intentionally causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress to the male police constable. Now, the reason it's taken so long, she was only charged on January the 21st of this year. The incident is alleged to have happened on January the 30th last year. Why has it taken almost a whole year? Well, because apparently there was some uncertainty about what she could be charged with, what offence might allegedly have been committed. But she has appeared via video link at Kingston Crown Court. And yes, this is potentially extremely serious for her, and not just the threat of imprisonment, but of course then everything that goes with it, along with the sponsorship, her place in the team, etc., etc. I think where the proof is going to lie is, as you say, difficult. But the allegation is that she was sick in the back, physically sick in the back of a taxi, and is then said to have insulted or at least had a big dispute over the taxi fare with the taxi driver. And then as a police officer had been called to the dispute, that is when she allegedly made comments. So it is extremely serious. And somebody who's so well known and pretty much the poster girl of FIFA and former Young Australian of the Year, I think, back in 2018, you know, this could see a lot of what she stands for completely thrown to the wind.
It's such a strange one. I think the reason that people are dismissing it is because they're saying it's not racist what she said, because she's basically had a racist slur towards a white man, which is really, I guess, considered punching up. You know, and normally racism and things like that are punching down, and everyone. But I suppose we can't be the ones who call that, and they're just trying to make an example of her, going, well, if she had have used a different term, it were a different colour, it would have been racist. So it is a racist term, but it's just also that people don't think it really sticks because of who she said it to.
Well, there has been a sort of element of backlash in this. So the actual quote that has been alleged is that when the police officer turned up for this dispute, it was alleged that she called him a stupid white and those are the allegations. She has denied those. If you take that sentence, which I won't repeat, which she's alleged to have said, and replace the word white with black, then that would most certainly be pursued by the police as being racist.
That's our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray, talking about how the UK is responding to Sam Kerr, the Matilda's star, on her boozy night out in London, and how she's been charged with allegedly calling a police officer something, well, you just heard. Now, here's what I find interesting about this, right?
Mm.
Court of public opinion, most people are like, get on with it. Let's move on, right?
Right.
And you spoke about the reason why, because, you know, whites, you're punching up.
Yeah.
Okay? But, I mean, this is going to court. Now, if they find proof of this, or they can prove that it did happen in court, public opinion doesn't matter. It needs to be treated as if the colour was black.
So this is
what I find really interesting in how this is going to actually play out if they find proof of this.
What she said is racist. I'm not denying that. My position is I'm shocked that a police officer, I think he's jumped on it because she's Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm sure a cop has been called a lot worse, and I'm not saying they should be. But, like, if a cop took you to court every time someone who was drunk and boozy throwing up in the back of a cab said something dumb, then...
I totally get it.
I think what Premier Roger Cook said was stupid. You can't say someone's not racist because they're a great sports star.
Mm.
It's just ridiculous.